tick tock, tick.
Oh, you're singing tick, Albania's tick, song.
No, I was doing the. I was doing an impression of a clock.
Right. Why are you doing that?
Counting down the minutes, the seconds. To the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes!
We are less than a week away and we are very excited here on
Millepois!
Millepois is shameful.
Millepois is lack of respect for Eurovision.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Millepois is no fun.
Yes, I can't believe it, Martin. Doesn't it feel... I mean, it has been. It's been ages since we've had a proper Eurovision. It's been 2 years and it just, it's been a long, long time. And I can't believe we're nearly there.
I know. It is very odd in a way to have something that feels so kind of normal to our daily or sort of yearly routines, you know, that always comes in the calendar. Yet because the world has changed so dramatically since the last one,
yeah,
it almost feels weird that it's sort of happening in a vaguely normal way.
It feels weird that it's happening at all, but I'm very glad it is. Now, we've got lots to talk about. I suppose we should introduce ourselves, but
oh, yeah,
hopefully you kind of know us by now. I am Laura, that is Martin. We are big Eurovision fans, and as you hear, we're very excited about what's to come. We've just had rehearsals week, so this is where all the acts, obviously, they do their sort of dress rehearsals, and it's where the Eurovision fans get to see a sneak peek of what to expect from their staging. And I have to say, Martin, I'm pretty excited from what we've seen in these rehearsals. I think this Eurovision is going to be one of the best ever.
Absolutely agree. We've just got to go through as many of the bonkers stuff that's been happening in these rehearsals as we possibly can, because there is, as Chris says, so much to get through. So where do we start? We're not going to tell you about every single one, because there's just way too many. We picked out a few that have really kind of caught our eye. So where should we start?
I think, Martin, I think we have to start with one of my favourites. It's got to be San Marino. It's got to be Senhit,
yes,
and Adrenalina.
Yeah. You're my adrenalina.
A couple of things I want to point out about this. And first of all, at time of recording, we're recording this on a Saturday, Flo Rida still hasn't appeared, because as we all know, Flo Rida is performing or has performed with Senhit for Adrenalina in the music video. It's his performance. He hasn't appeared yet. And I love the fact that Senhit has been sort of trolling everyone in the press centre with the fact that he hasn't appeared. Because basically, when she's been doing her dress rehearsal, certainly in her second dress rehearsal, she appeared in this big elaborate headdress. And in the place of like the little sort of jewels and circles that were on the headdress in the first rehearsal, in the second one she put pictures of Flo Rida on the headdress and question marks.
Yeah, brilliant. I wrote this down about San Marino's, yeah, rehearsal video that we saw. I wrote, it's everything we dreamed of.
Yes. Oh, and
I think it is.
And more.
She's like, Senhit's like an Egyptian princess.
Yes.
On this pedestal almost in the center of the Eurovision stage. The golds around her, this elaborate headdress, all sorts of colors. And like, it is so over the top. Just add into that, if it happens,
oh, please,
Flo Rida.
Please.
And it's... could be the best Eurovision performance we will see on the night.
I hope so. Just a little fact for you, by the way, Marcia, because obviously they did have to have a rapper there to do that bit because they need someone to rehearse it. Do you want to know what the name of the rapper is that was performing the second?
Oh, please, tell me.
Don Jiggy.
Don Jiggy.
Don Jiggy.
Don Jiggy with it. Da, 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 da.
Hey, but yeah, really loves... Hey!
Don Jiggy did it.
Okay.
Don Jiggy did it.
Okay. You done?
Who did it? Don Jiggy did it. Carry on.
Thanks. San Marino, yeah, I think. And did you notice the weird sort of alien backing dancers as well in these sort of red sparkly boots? They have kind of like wrestling masks on or kind of strange.
Yeah. Like I say, I'll refer you to my earlier comments. It's everything we dreamed of.
Yes, I would agree with you there. Shall we move on to an equally odd performance?
Sure.
Ukraine. go at and shum. Now, the song itself is mad already, I would say. It's an electro folk song that really goes places, especially in the second half. It goes a bit crazy. And I like this one. They perform it in this kind of ghostly forest setting. The lead singer has got these big green sort of fluffy arms. They've got illuminated hoops, the backing dancers, that they're sort of swinging around as the music goes mad. I'm looking forward to see, just because I think it's going to bring a bit of life.
Right, let's carry on, because as you say, so many to get to. Where do you want to go next?
Shall we take a little look at Iceland? I don't want to know what happened if I never had had your love.
Yeah, Dorothy, who we love, of course, you know, we're obsessed with him. And what you see is what you get, really. You get, and what you see is the usual green jumpers with those pixelated faces. You see the homemade, futuristic looking instruments and
curvy
the awkward
keyboards.
Dancing. Curvy keyboards, very impressive. And you. This is the Dorothy we know and love from last year.
Pretty much, it's it's what we said. It's sort of interesting musical instruments, like you say. There's a sort of animated cartoon background going on. It looks like he maybe during the choir moment when there's loads of our voices, including us, singing. They might have loads of animated pictures in the backgrounds of different people. I think I'm not sure if that's going to go around that bit, but yeah, I would say. Nothing too extravagant, but just nice for Dorothy. And as you said, he's got the green jumper look going on. We all know the look, and they've stuck with it, and I think it works for them.
Could I talk a little bit about Spain?
You can. Voy a quedarme,
prometo. Spain really caught my eye because, and I love this stat, I love this fact, I'm a big fan of stats. The Spanish entry this year employs the largest prop ever used in the Eurovision Song Contest history. It is a 6-meter diameter inflatable moon.
Yeah, I love that. That is a top fact, Martin. Remember that again for a future trivia time, because that's excellent. And they have to inflate that moon every time as well, because I've seen a picture of that moon hanging over Blas Canto, who is the Spanish singer, just deflated, hanging over him. And it's huge.
Absolutely enormous, yeah. There's a danger, perhaps, that it will ever so slightly overshadow the performance, which is sort of fine, isn't it? It's nothing really to...
Do you think they thought the song isn't great, so let's just blow up a big moon and maybe that'll detract from the song?
Maybe. And I've also got a bit more goss for you, which might lead us on nicely to talking about another act.
Yeah?
There's rumour, and this is... this came out of the press conference.
Is Flo Rida going to jump out of the moon?
yeah, that Flo Rida is inflating the moon.
That's where he is!
He's in the moon! I knew it! The rumour is that Blas Canto and James Newman, so the Spanish entry and the UK entry, have announced that they are releasing a duet together.
Oh.
There's going to be more information about that later. So I thought we could maybe talk about the UK's entry.
Yes.
James Newman and Embers!
This because as you can hear in that song, it's got a lot of brass, got a lot of trumpets, so they've decided to go big, much like Blas has with the moon. They've done the same in the UK with huge giant trumpets sort of overhanging James quite precariously, I would say.
Yeah.
He's wearing quite a large leather jacket, and there's these big trumpets. I don't know what you thought about that, Martin.
We were talking to Joe Mason, weren't we, not too long ago on the podcast, who was talking about giving us a little bit of an idea of the staging. He sounded very excited about it. I think if I knew then what I knew now and I was him, I don't think I would have been as excited as he was.
He
promised that they were going to light up the room, as in the lyrics of the song, light up the room. I think it's more just show the room two large trumpets.
Yes, which doesn't quite work as well. I mean, he's got to big up the acts, hasn't he? But I'm a bit confused. confused. The song is called Embers, and as far as I can tell, there's not any pyro. What's that about? What's going on there?
Doesn't make a lot of sense. No. You would have thought, well, maybe, I mean, we only saw a small clip, didn't we? We only saw a very short clip. Mm. It could well be that there are some elements of pyrotechnics in there. Who knows?
Can we talk about very quickly, because we've spoken about Spain and the UK, just where they're going to be placed in the final? Because they're the big five, they don't have to go through the semi-finals. They've already got their place. So we know where that big five is going to be. And the UK and Spain have drawn. So how that works is they draw basically which half they're going to be in, and then the producers decide in that half where they will be placed, to do with the tempo, the style of music, so that it all flows lovely together. So we do have news about that. The UK has drawn to be in the first half. What do you make about that, Martin?
I think it very much depends where in the first half, right? I mean, if they put it first, if they open the night, which I know people have been talking about online and what that might mean, I think it would be really nice for the UK to open it. I think it would be a really nice moment for the whole of Eurovision that song starts it, because it is gets the party going. It is "We Are Coming Out of the Embers." It's a great song to open a night, I think. Who cares whether it means that the UK doesn't quite do as well as it would have done if it had come, I don't know, gone 15th or whatever. I'm not bothered. I think it's just a great party anthem. Let's get it on first. Start with a bang and some massive trumpets.
Well, quite. So to be fair, I agree. If that does happen, and at least we've got an excuse then if we do badly.
Yeah, very good point. Let's stick with the big five, shall we, as we're on that topic. So we've spoken about Spain and the UK. Italy, I don't think there's really very much to say about Italy.
Well, Italy, I'd just say I thought the lead singer was quite sexy.
Okay, let's move on and talk about Germany.
He was shirtless.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk about Germany. I actually really, really like the German entry. This is good old Gendry. I don't feel hate, I just feel sorry. So you can wiggle with me to think that it'll never wiggle back to you. Because I don't feel
I really hate it.
You hate this. Now, I think this is quirky. I think this is something different. What I noticed, though, that has really made me laugh is it's all like kooky and strange, right? And they've got people dressed up in ridiculous costumes. One of the costumes is, and I quote, a peace sign, which is someone dressed up as two fingers. But I would argue that what they're showing there is not a peace sign. It's someone giving someone else the old flipping the old V's.
It's basically a woman dressed as a giant hand with I would say a raised middle finger as well. It's not there are two fingers up there, but definitely one of the middle finger is raised. Yeah, Jenrik, he's got a sparkly ukulele. There's even the tap dancing interlude, I'm told, Martin. I just find it all a little bit cringy. I can see maybe why you like it, but it drives me up the wall. I think it's a bit of Marmite, that song, Jenrik song. I don't feel hate, and for me, I hate it.
Okay, well, I mean, I can't disagree with you in a way. I just think all the reasons that you hate it are the reasons that I'm kind of okay with it. Let's move on then. Tell me some more big five people.
Yes,
France.
Very quickly, I would just say, by the way, as we said, the UK has drawn first half. Spain has drawn first half as well. France, Italy and Germany have drawn second half. So weirdly, I think the two songs that are probably the worst of the big five have also drawn the first half, and the three that are the better ones have drawn the second half, which is most annoying. Since we've done the rest of the big five, we should very quickly talk about France. There's not much to say. It's very minimalist. Barbara Pravi with Voila, she's in black. She just basically sings the song. So and yet people seem to love it.
Don't understand why.
No, I don't.
Fair enough. Where are we going next?
Right, well, I think we should look at Bulgaria and Victoria!
Victoria! I'm torn by nervous systems aching.
Growing up is getting old. Anxiety. So this one, again, is quite understated in a way. It's a lovely song, Growing Up is Getting Old, that she sings. And I guess to reflect that time element, there is a funnel of falling sand falling from the ceiling as she sings her song. Presumably, it will come to an end as she comes to the end of the song. I don't know how they're going to time that, but they've obviously timed it, and she's kind of can touch the sand as it's coming. Hopefully it doesn't just like fall onto her head or anything. That would be quite annoying.
Isn't it quite funny that everyone seems to have decided just to have a big dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Whatever
a big moon,
they think.
A big trumpet.
Yeah, big moon, massive trumpet, great big egg timer. They all just go for big things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would say that's a theme. The theme is there's loads of pyro this year, loads and loads of pyro. Short, silvery, sparkly dresses, again, a very big theme. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe they've all got the same costume designer, but a lot of them all wearing that kind of style of dress.
Not too long ago, we were talking about Russia,
yes.
Because we were having a chat with the BBC's Moscow correspondent, Steve Rosenberg, and he, go and have a listen to that episode,
yes.
If you haven't listened to it already, a real insight, actually, into the Russian attitudes towards Eurovision in general, but also towards this song, Manisha. It's called Russian Woman.
Every Russian woman needs to know, you're strong enough, you're gonna break the wall. Every Russian woman needs to know, you're strong enough, you're gonna break the wall.
And we need to talk about the staging for this. I think the staging could be make or break.
I agree. And the more I see of this, we have spoken about this. We saw the first rehearsal when we did the last episode. But the more I see of this song and the staging, the more I love it, Martin, because we've now seen the sort of second rehearsal video as well. And it's got these big slogans in the background saying things like, be the change you want to see. Slightly, I guess, stereotypical slogans, you know, but still really cool to have that in the background as she's singing. We saw the mechanical dress again. It's also got this excellent sort of backdrop when she's singing. It's got these kind of Russian images, like animated Russian horses and dancing in the background. It looks amazing. And the mechanical dress as well that we spoke about last time.
Love that mechanical dress. we said this before, so I won't repeat it too much, but really a one to watch, Russia, I think.
Yeah.
The song on its own, you might not think too much of it because it's a little complicated, as Steve Rosenberg was sort of telling us in the podcast we did with him. But I think coupled with the staging, it could be really, really one to watch. We are whipping through these, aren't we?
We are.
I feel like we need a breather. Who else do we need to talk about, though? Let's keep pushing on.
Just a little mention to Israel and Eden Alen, as I think you pronounce it, who has a kind of Bucks Fizz style moment in her song, which basically the dress is ripped off entirely. She's got this sort of white-collared, larger sort of suit, and the backing dancers rip it off, and she's got this rather skimpier black sort of lacy dress underneath. And another thing to note about her performance, very high vocals. She really hits the high notes in the song, so she's got a, you know, perfect voice, sounding really good. I would be interested to know, with Israel, with everything that's going on at the moment, how that's going to affect the semi-final votes, whether it will at all. Maybe it won't. I'm just thinking a little bit of, for example, do you remember with Russia when we went to see them, and obviously there were some political things going on at the time with them as well, and the audience didn't react too favourably. Who's to know? Because obviously in the performance it's not political at all, but it'll be interesting to see if there's anything that changes that in terms of voting for the semi-finals because of what's happening, or if it's just people like the song and they vote for it.
What sometimes seems to happen when this has happened in the past, as you mentioned with Russia, when we were in the audience and there was a lot of booing and a lot of negativity towards Russia because of political things were going on at the time, I seem to remember that didn't really seem to translate into a lack of votes.
I think you're right.
I seem to think it was a real feeling amongst the people who were there, but that didn't seem to make any difference. So I wonder whether we'll see the same with Israel, if there is that sort of strength of feeling, perhaps because of the political situation, with the audience that are there at the time in the room. Will any of that negativity, if it exists, translate to votes on the night? We just don't know.
Exactly. Well, I think it's time to move on to one of the competition favourites, but quite an understated one. This is Malta with Destiny and Jumakas.
Excuse my French.
It's hard on me, but yeah, I'm too good to be true, but there's nothing.
Wow, again.
Great song.
Excellent song, excellent vocals. I don't think they're doing that much with the staging. She was wearing all pink. Then she obviously looked around and saw she was off trend. And now she's wearing silvery sparkly too. So fair enough, Destiny. You wanted to go with what everyone else was wearing. And it's just her dancing with the backing singers. I don't think they've got any huge props up their sleeves, and that's it, and that's fine. Is that going to be enough to win her the final? I don't know. I'm not sure. I hope so, because I really enjoy the song, but I'm not quite sure about that one with Malta now.
There we go, then. I think we should leave it there, because we've been doing an awful lot of talking. I think we've
well,
got
it is
through...
a podcast.
It is a podcast. We are meant to, so that's all right. but we have, and we've been giving a lot of information at you, but we think it's important because there have been these rehearsals. It has been our first chance to see what this stuff is going to look like on the stage. Definitely worth talking about. We would love to hear from you.
Right, so we've now seen all bits at least of the staging for each one. So I guess what we could do, if you want to, Martin, is predict who will go through in each semi-finals, because there's 16 in the first semi-final, there's 17 in the second, only 10 can go through from each, because of course then we've got the big six is what, well, the big five plus Netherlands, so 26 in all go through to the final, so 10 in each. So do you want to, shall we say who we think's going to go through?
All right, so in are Lithuania, Russia, Sweden, Australia, North Macedonia, Norway, Belgium, Romania, Ukraine, Malta.
Right, interesting. So I'm really surprised you didn't think Australia wasn't going to make it through, because I really don't think they are. I know someone else who doesn't think they are, Liz. but the ones I think in semi-final aren't going to make it through. I think Australia, Ireland, I agree with you. I don't think they're going to make it through. Croatia, I don't think Belgium are going to make it through.
I was thinking about maybe adding Belgium to my list, yeah.
Slovenia and Israel. So those are my six that I think aren't going to make it through. So some difference of opinion there. What about semi-final two?
I'm going to say, staying in, San Marino obviously are going to be in. Iceland's obviously going in. Okay, San Marino, Iceland, Greece, Austria. I'm just saying because I've got to come up with some stuff. let's say Albania's in there. Portugal's in there. That's weird enough. Denmark's in. Switzerland's in. Go on, Finland. Can't remember anything about you. Oh, and Victoria, of course, for Bulgaria. Yeah. There you go. There's my 10.
I think Estonia, Denmark, Georgia, Austria, Albania and Portugal are going out. Actually, we need one more, don't we? Because it's 7. I think possibly Moldova as well.
If I was watching one semi-final and I could only watch one, I'd definitely watch the first one.
I think so as well. Yeah, I agree. It's got Lithuania, it's got Russia, it's got Sweden, North Macedonia.
But the second one's got San Marino.
That's true. Well, luckily, Martin, we can watch both of them.
Yes. Very true.
So we don't have that issue. And just to remind you guys, of course, once you've finished watching each semi-final, don't forget, we're going to quickly do a reaction episode. So get ready. Subscribe now to us so you can be right there when those episodes come in. They're only going to be like sort of 10, 15 minutes long. And we're just going to be doing a quick reaction of each semi-final, our thoughts on it and what that means for the final. Of course, we're going to be doing the same thing for the final as well. And a longer episode on the Sunday after Eurovision on the 23rd. So lots to come. Very excited about all of this.
Just before we disappear, though, as always, we ask for your correspondence, and thank you so much for getting in touch. We've had loads of correspondence recently, but there was one email that really caught our eye this week that we thought we had to bring you, and I know, Cresh, you have it there.
I do indeed, and I think, Martin, this is my favourite email that we've ever received, and I'll tell you why. It's a lovely fan letter from Hannes in South Africa. Thank you so much, Hannes. I really hope I pronounced your name right, who says, my name's Hannes, I come from South Africa. I really do love your podcast, especially as I can relate with your don't know everything about Eurovision but are eager to learn attitude. That's very much what we're about. Hannah says that they're been vaguely aware of Eurovision for about a decade and a half, only got into it during the last 2 years or so, and through a combination of things like YouTube, Wikipedia, they've really beefed up their ESC knowledge. They probably know more about it than us, I feel.
Almost certainly. You could probably tell us a thing or two, yeah.
But the thing I love about this, as well as the fact that they love the podcast, as they've said, they've given us a South African quiz question for our sort of trivia segment, our trivia time. Yeah, so they've given us a trivia question with a South African twist. Now, I have seen the little question, but can I give you the question, Marta, see if you know it? I don't think you will.
Of course I won't know it, but go on.
But Martin, can you at least have a little think about it? And I'll try and give you some clues if I can. Hannah says, there's a South African who took part in a Eurovision Song Contest and actually ended up in fourth place. Could you name the act he was part of? I love how Hannah's in them brackets says hint, as if that's a hint. Bless you, Hannah's, but our knowledge is very thin. So could you name the act he was a part of, the song, and the year it happened?
Well, I'll make this easy for you. No, I can't. But can
could
you give
I
me
give
some
you
hints?
A clue? I mean, you I don't think you're going to know the name of this person, but you might be able to guess perhaps the song, or perhaps the name of the band. Let me just say the band was a German. So sorry, Hannes, I've given that bit away. They were a German Euro disco pop band. And I believe they performed...
Oh, what was it? Genghis Khan?
Yes!
Was it?
Yes! So that was the name of the band.
I don't know the members of Genghis Khan.
There's no way you're going to get...
Happen,
no, I didn't think you would. So the South African person is a Louis Hendrik, I think, Potgeiter, I think, who was part of, the German group. They sang their song of the same name, and that was in 1979 in Jerusalem. He's recognised, by the way, if you do want to spot which one is Lewis, is he's the lead dancer, of the group playing Genghis Khan. So big part to play. Thank you so much, Hannes, for that. Martin sort of got it.
Oh, well, I mean, you didn't get a lot of hints. I mean, I didn't get it at all, but I sort of got something, didn't I? I feel like I've achieved something. Yeah, thank you so much, Hannes. Honestly, really, really kind of you to take the time to write to us. And thank you for the question as well. And please do keep listening to the podcast and keep enjoying it. Hopefully you have done that as well. Thank you very, very much if you've stayed with us through our ramblings this time round. We had a lot to get through and we were very excited about it. If you want to get in touch, we'd love to hear from you. Chris, how do they do it?
Yes, indeed. Well, you can get in touch lots of ways. Like Hannah said, you can email us at nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. We are also on Instagram on nullpoirpodcast. Thank you very much, by the way, to the people who replied saying who they're excited about this year. Jem saying, so excited this year. The costume this year is amazing. A playful Mitch saying Malta and Lithuania are his faves. Impossible to pick one over the other. Get in touch with Null Poir Podcast on Instagram. We are also on Twitter, Poir Null, @PoirNull, because someone took the handle Null Poir. Loads of ways to get in touch. Please do let us know your thoughts on all the acts that we're seeing and the semi-finals and the finals. There's merely a few days to go and I can't wait.
Yeah, the next time you hear from us, we will have watched the first semi-finals and we will be bringing you our instant reaction.
Yep.
Stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening this time round, and we'll see you next time on Null Poir.